So the question is, how do women like us, age 50 plus, and dealing with high blood pressure, high blood sugars, and rising cholesterol levels, how do we keep our health numbers under control while we're trying to squeeze all the goodness we can from our life? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. Join me as I uncover the secrets of living a plant-based lifestyle, including how to avoid taking medicine simply by eating whole foods, shed the extra fluff around your middle without being hungry or joining a gym, make big lifestyle changes even if you think you have no willpower, eat food you love with no portion control. Let's get your doctor to say, wow, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. All this without meds or restrictive dieting. I'm Robin Wong, and welcome to No Pills, No Hunger. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. So glad you're here. I want to talk to you about rice. Rice, I think, gets a little bit of a bad rap. Because often I hear people say, oh, I won't eat any rice, or I'm only having a little bit of rice, especially if they have type 2 diabetes and they're watching their blood sugars. It's one of the things people are told to avoid. And, you know, I think rice is a great food. I love rice. I grew up eating rice, oddly enough. I grew up in a farming community, and most people that did that ate meat and potatoes, right? But I grew up in rice country. A lot of my local farmers around me, family and friends, were rice farmers. So we ate a lot of rice. And yes, it was the white rice. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. I still enjoy it. I have shifted to brown rice now, but I think rice is still a good staple. In fact, it's, you know, rice is a staple food on the entire planet. I think rice currently feeds almost 50% of the world's population, and Americans consume an average of about a half cup of cooked rice daily, more than three times of what they ate in 1930. I think people ate more potatoes back then. But you have to ask the question, is it really good for you? And so that's what I wanted to talk to you about today, and look at it. Should we be eating it? Especially if we have some health conditions. And, you know, really the question is it bad for our health? So while I would say white rice consumption, it hasn't been linked to an increased risk of heart attack or stroke, it does seem, though, to be associated with the higher incidence of type 2 diabetes. And there was a meta-analysis done. And really what a meta-analysis does, it takes many studies and puts them together. So I think they had maybe seven studies, and it was over 20 years, and it looked at a whole bunch of people. And it showed that there was certainly an association between higher intakes of white rice and an elevated rate of type 2 diabetes. And it really, what it kind of concluded was that while white rice, you know, a single serving of white rice per day could increase the risk of diabetes as much as 11%. It also noted that risk of developing diabetes was really high in Asian populations. So you kind of go, okay, that makes sense, because they eat a lot of rice in China and Japan, right? And other Asian countries. In fact, Japan had a higher incidence of diabetes relative to the US, despite the fact that most Japanese, they're way less obese than we are. I think eight times less obese. And the same in China. They had a diabetes, the Chinese diabetes rates actually were similar to ours here. They are 10% for China, we're 11% here in the US. And they're seven times less obese than we are. So you're like, hey, what is going on? It's got to be the rice, right? It's got to be the rice. But really, is it? That's what I was curious about. And, you know, up until the year 2000, the Chinese enjoyed one of the lowest diabetes rates in the world. And guess what they were eating? A lot of rice. But what's changed? What's changed in the last two decades to where now that they're up almost the diabetes risk that we are at in the US? And what's changed is an increased consumption of animal-based foods. And so over the past 20 years, pork intake has risen to like about 40, you know, a dramatic 40%. They've started eating a lot more oil, refined oil in their food. It went up about 20%. And the amount of rice in the diet actually dropped 30%. So you're like, okay, now it's, I'm starting to get a clearer picture. And so since diabetes skyrocketed, even though rice consumption decreased, you have to ask the question, is maybe the increase in diabetes isn't linked to the white rice. Maybe the rice is actually in, you know, look, you know, linked to this animal food, animal protein and animal product intake, as well as the oil intake. That's what it looks like on, you know, on the outset. And so just know that there's in addition to that, the combining animal protein with a refined carbohydrate like rice, you know, really sends your insulin soaring. Okay. And so that's why I think they started going, okay, it's gotta be the rice. It's gotta be the rice. And so, however, if you feed, you know, people, mashed potatoes, white, you know, mashed white potatoes, and you know, that's a pretty heavy duty starch, right? And you know, I'd say it's starchy, kind of like a white rice, and, you know, and then you add an animal protein to it. And I think in the study, they added tuna fish to the meal, you get twice the insulin spike than if you had just eaten the mashed potatoes by themselves. So it's very similar when you combine white flour spaghetti, instead of whole grain, white flour spaghetti with meat, you see the same uptick in the insulin response. So really what we're seeing is when you add animal protein, it really makes your pancreas work overtime. And what, because the pancreas is putting out the insulin, all right? So keep that in mind. All right, so when you're thinking about rice, you kind of go, okay, well, what type should I eat? I'm really not good with eating the white rice. Should I just be eating brown rice? And, you know, there's no doubt. Brown rice comes out much, it's much healthier, a much healthier alternative because it has more fiber. It contains four times more fiber compared to white rice. Because it has all its parts, it has more vitamins, minerals, and phytonutrients for sure. Because when you have white rice, it mills all that stuff off. It's more refined. And brown rice may actually lower the risk of type 2 diabetes. You know, while we look at and we've seen white rice is linked to higher incidence of diabetes, especially when it's consumed with animal protein, brown rice has been associated with a lower risk. If you replace about a third a serving per day of white rice with brown rice, you potentially could lower your diabetes risk by 16%. So it's worth the switch. It really is. Additionally, brown rice may decrease the risk of cancer. There was an Adventist Health study that looked at brown rice, and it's one of the four foods associated with a significantly decreased risk of colorectal cancer because it's higher in fiber, probably. Okay. And so just know that try to add it to your diet. It may help with weight loss. Again, it's higher in fiber. It's going to fill you up, especially if you're eating it with vegetables. Okay. So, you know, I would say in my own household, it was a little difficult. My husband grew up eating white rice, as did I, but I really enjoyed the brown rice. So at first I started mixing the two, and then eventually we completely transitioned completely over to brown rice. And now it seems really odd to eat white rice. And so, you know, there's a bunch of other types you could eat too, different colors. There's wild rice, there's forbidden black rice. I think there's red rice. And, you know, I think there's, again, if you're trying to eat more colors, I think it'd be really great. I would guess that those different colors would add different antioxidants into your diet. So I would definitely try them. You know, when you think of rice, I can't move forward without talking about something called the Kempner diet, rice diet. And there was a Dr. Kempner back in the 50s, and he worked with hypertensive patients. And And he put them on a radical diet that was basically white rice and fruit. And, you know, his logic was if a low salt diet helps alleviate blood pressure, a low protein diet would help improve kidney function, and a low fat, low cholesterol diet would help the heart. So why not combine them all together? Because we knew these individual parts, and that's exactly what he did. And he created a diet with less sodium, less protein, and less fat. And he, you know, but yet he wanted to fill people up. So he gave them diet. And so it basically, he had really phenomenal results. He was able to improve people's blood pressure, their kidney disease, and heart health. And so when we start looking at that, it's like, okay, well, maybe there's something to be said for avoiding those other components in our diets and really eating a very basic whole grain, basic diet. And so, you know, and they did it, they had great results and they were all eating rice. So, you know, most of us don't want to only eat rice or eat a bland diet like that, but just know that it's definitely something that I think you can add to your diet, especially the brown rice. One last note I want to comment on is you'll maybe have read or heard something about arsenic being in rice. And research has shown that U.S. rice has some of the highest levels of arsenic in the world. And arsenic is a poison. It causes skin, lung, and bladder cancer in humans. And so, you know, if you're going to eat rice, be aware of where it's grown and the type of rice you're getting. And so, because you might say, well, why heck is there arsenic in our rice? Well, apparently, it's in the soil. The arsenic's actually in the soil, and rice is very efficient in taking it out of the soil as it grows. And so, and a lot of the rice is actually produced in the U.S. is in Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Missouri, and Texas. And those are areas that were once known to grow cotton. And arsenic was one of the pesticides that they used for many, many years on those crops. And so it still is in them, in the soil. So what I do, and I encourage you to do, is know where your rice comes from. You know, I buy rice grown in California, which is convenient for me because I live in California. But I'm sure you can get it where you are, but you can also buy some imported rice and choose from Thailand or India or China, because they don't have the same arsenic issue. Okay. So definitely read where it's grown. All right. This is the one time you don't want to necessarily buy American made, right? Unless it's grown in California. And, you know, just be aware of it. Do you have to worry about it completely? I don't know. It's maybe a dose related thing, but to me, it's like easy enough to buy the other rice. So why wouldn't I? And then the other things you can do is rinse your rice really thoroughly. And that removes about 10 to 20% of the arsenic that might be on it just by rinsing it. Boil your rice in extra water when you're cooking it, how you prepare pasta, and use about 6 cups of water for every cup of rice will do that. And then after you boil your rice for 30 minutes, then you can drain the water and return your rice to the pot and let it sit for 10 minutes. And that will remove about another 35 to 45% of the arsenic. And so just realize that, you know, there's ways to get around it, and really avoid calorie dense, concentrated, and processed forms of rice products, like rice flour, puffed rice, rice syrup, and rice milk. Okay, those are other ways that you can be getting that toxin in your body. So I just want you to be aware of it. This was really hard for me. I really like rice milk on my morning oatmeal. And so I was like, okay, am I worried about it or not worried about it? But there's so many other plant-based milks that I enjoy that I was like, it's easy enough to change. Why take the risk? That's just me. It's up to you. So anyway, and then I do encourage you, yes, rice is wonderful, but there's so many other whole grains you can also eat. So mix it up a little bit. You can choose quinoa or millet or buckwheat. And also your whole grain brown rice. Okay. And so I started this at the, you know, when I started this, I said, should you be eating rice? And I say, yes, definitely lean into eating rice. You know, there's no doubt that brown rice is healthier. And even the other colorful rice, I think, is another good option. And they're definitely preferred over the white rice. And you know, but you know, you might want to choose to eat it in moderation, particularly when you know, if you're still eating it with meat products. And you know, I like to eat my rice mainly a small amount with a whole bunch of veggies on it, because I feel it really fills me up well, and it doesn't, it kind of add the sauce to it. And so it's just a nice base. It's not the main part of my meal by any means. And so I want you just to really take away that so many people avoid rice because they think it's making them fat. And you know, it's not the rice, okay, it's going to make you have cause you to be overweight. It's what are you eating it with and what are you putting on it. Okay, so often I grew up, my mom used to always put butter on the rice, and now I don't, I would never do that. So just be aware of what you're eating it with and how you're eating it. And so I encourage you to enjoy it if it's something you enjoy. All right. All right, everyone. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Thank you for tuning in today. I know there's about a million ways you can spend your time, and I really do appreciate that you spent some time with me. Thank you. If you got something out of this episode and know someone who would also appreciate it, make sure to share it with them. We are all trying to get healthier in order to live well, and you can show them you care about their health by sharing these messages. Want to start improving your health today? One place I like to start with clients is breakfast, since morning habits are the easiest to build. That's why I created a guide called 3 Breakfasts to Lower Blood Sugars, which includes easy, delicious recipes for my favorite meals to start the day. Pick it up today for free at page.nutritionwithrobinrdn.com/guide, or click the link for 3 breakfasts to lower blood sugar in the show notes. Thanks again, and see you in the next episode.